All right, guys. Thanks so much for being on the call today. Sorry about the minor little tech issues. I think that was my fault there. Just want to let you know we have John from Bridge Invest on the call. Everyone should have the flyer that he sent to us so you can follow along. And John, really at this time, I'll just kind of let you give some information about your company, your programs, and we'll do a quick Q&A.
Great. Thank you so much, Megan. And thanks, everyone, for joining the call. I do apologize. I'm actually a little bit under the weather. So if can't hear what I'm saying as well as I'd like, please just jot down a question and ask me during the Q&A, and I'll be happy to repeat it. I'd like to start out with just a quick overview on Bridge Invest itself, and it's relevant for all of you. Basically, the company was founded about 5 years ago, and it stemmed out of a private family office, which had done hard money lending for over 20 years. So we actually have a long track record of doing this in South Florida, and we basically created Bridge Invest to grow that platform across a wider geographic area in the U.S. and also grow a bigger business around it. We've done about $200 million in deals in the past few years, with an excellent track history of always closing on time. And that's something that we really pride ourselves on, because in our business, that's more important than anything else. Recently, to be honest with you, just in the past couple weeks, we actually closed our first private equity fund. It's about a $50 million fund with leverage that will give us somewhere close to about $100 million to invest, which we'd like to put out on the street, you know, as quickly as, let's say, like 6 months, 6 months to a year, realistically. Now, what's important about that is because, unlike other institutions, we have an extremely quick decision-making process. So the principal of the fund sits right next to me, a few feet away, and he basically makes all final decisions. We don't have outside investors that we have to answer to, investment committees, or a long hierarchical process. If you get a term sheet from us, it was fully approved already by as high up on the chain as it needs to be, and we can make decisions very quickly, and we can be extremely flexible. So that is, I believe, something that's very important for you all to know. In terms of the program itself, what we basically are, you know, people put us in lots of buckets, but you can call it high-yield bridge loans, you can call it soft money, quite frankly, you can call it hard money. But what we focus on are transactions which need high-yield loans. So our typical interest rates are between 10 and 12%. We will go down to probably about 9% at the lowest if the asset is more or less stabilized, meaning it's producing cash flow already and has strong occupancy. In addition to the interest rate, we usually charge anywhere between, call it plus or minus 2 points. Those can be structured as 1 point in, 1 point out, or just 2 points up front, whatever works to get the deal done. We focus on all asset classes as long as it's not too specialized. So the major food groups being industrial, retail, apartments, office, we do condo deals. We do also residential loans as well, as long as it's non-owner occupied. Across the Southeast U.S., which for us also includes Texas. So basically Texas east of Florida, up to about North Carolina. What else can I tell you? Our probably biggest differentiator versus other lenders is really two things. Is one, speed. So we have closed transactions in as quick as a few days. I would say that typically we close deals within about 2 to 3 weeks. And when I say 2 to 3 weeks, that's not after a, you know, month-long screening process. I mean to say, you know, if you called me today with a deal and provide enough information, we could have a term sheet to you, you know, within, call it 24, 48 hours and close 2 weeks thereafter. That's number one. And number two is flexibility. So we can underwrite deals with no cash flow at all, heavy lease up, rehab components. We do land loans as well, which are difficult to find in the market. Really any kind of hair we generally can structure around, and that's really why people come to us. From a loan size perspective, we're really looking for deals kind of like 2 to about 20-25 million right now would probably be our sweet spot. We're not interested in anything below a million, and I'd say over 30 is a little large for us right now at the moment. But I think that that's generally a pretty good overview of what we do. We don't have other more conventional financing platforms or whatnot. It's really just that one product. And, you know, what we always aim to be is your best lender when you need that type of loan. We're certainly not trying to be everything to everyone, but when you need a quick execution or a complicated deal that's tough to get done, we want to be the first choice that you think of.
Okay, John, thank you so much for that. I actually just had a couple of questions for you, and then I just will see if anyone else has any questions. What is your average loan term? I see it's like 1 to 3 years. Loan lenders don't go out that far at all to 3 years. So are you guys generally like 12 to 24 months, or how long is it the interest-only period usually for the company?
Sorry, I forgot about that. So first of all of our loans are completely interest-only. Second of all, in terms of the length of the deal, I'd say typically they're kind of 6 to 18 months on the initial term and then extensions thereafter. But we can structure longer deals where that makes sense. However, what we typically find is that, you know, when you're carrying an interest rate of, you know, 10%+, most of our borrowers want to pay us off as immediately as possible. And what we can offer is what I would think is like fairly flexible prepayment penalties. So typically after like 6 months or so, I shouldn't say 6 months, it depends upon the deal, let's just say 6 to 12 months, there's no prepayment penalties thereafter. So the program for us is very much so meant to be a situation where, you know, you come in, you take care of whatever problems you have or close quickly because you have a opportunity that you need to take advantage of, but you need to close very fast. And then once you have a little bit more time to get more conventional financing, you would just take us out.
Okay, so sometimes there is a prepayment penalty if they pay the loan off before 6 months?
Yes. We can be flexible and structure in different ways. Like if that's really the most important thing, we can structure around that in terms of different things. But typically we want to at least be in the loan for 6 months.
Okay. You guys offer a great LTV with the 70% too. A lot of bridge loans get capped at like a 65% LTV. So that's interesting that you guys will go to such a higher LTV there. I just had another quick question. You said speed. So on all these deals, you all guys are requiring a full appraisal needs to be done, right?
Let me actually just go back before you answer that really quickly. I apologize. I'm just not feeling that well, so I'm forgetting some of the important stuff. On the LTV, we too go up to 70%. Just one thing that I'll say is that if it's a land transaction, we're probably going to be down in the sort of 50 to 55 range. And if it's an asset that has, like, no cash flow, so if it's just, like, a completely vacant building or something like that, we'd probably be somewhere like 60 to 65, just to clarify that. But in general, if there's, you know, some cash flow, but there's like a value add story, we can go up to 70. To answer your question on appraisal, we don't always require a full appraisal. What we do is that in almost all the markets that, you know, we work with, we have relationships with appraisals in those markets. And what they do for us is basically provide, like, they call it different things. Some call it a letter report. Some people call it a restricted appraisal. But effectively what this is that it's a extremely condensed appraisal. It really focuses on just the guts of the report and provides a value for us under a tight time frame. Sometimes they even do like a range in certain circumstances. But we've never let that hold it up. Now, if you need a deal closed in 2 days, chances are that we probably need you to bring an appraisal to us to get that done. Obviously, if you need a deal closed in, you know, just a matter of days, title work and things like that need to have already been done anyways. Mm-hmm. We are flexible with the appraisal. Sometimes we get like a broker opinion of value as well, if that's applicable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's interesting. That's really interesting. So another question I just wanted to ask you real quick is, you know, what's kind of the average situation that you guys are getting faced with, of course, that you want to fund? It seems like, obviously, this is going to be bridge loans. It's in your name. But it seems to be a borrower is looking to buy, of course, you know, nice properties, Class A, Class B properties, and maybe they're in a situation where it's just not leased up to the point where they could even get a, you know, definitely not for a bank, maybe not even like a bank alternate lender. And is that the situation you're commonly getting approached with, just so we know the main things that we can possibly originate for you?
Gotcha. Yeah, no, it's a good question. Maybe the best way to answer that is just tell you a couple of the deals that we did recently. So even though I'll try to break it out into a few categories. So even though we typically don't consider Philadelphia as a target market of ours, obviously you're from there, Megan, so maybe this is a good one. So we just closed this deal yesterday. It's an apartment complex in Port Richmond, which is just north of Center City, Philadelphia. The property was actually... It's difficult to call it a Class A property because it was like used to be an older industrial warehouse, and the market is not necessarily a Class A market there. But you know, it was basically a brand new property. It was half apartments and half retail on the ground floor, so it was just two levels, about 15 apartments and 15 retail suites. The retail was very funky. Very mom and pop, no credit, you know, 1 year leases, difficult to underwrite on the retail side. But the situation that the borrower was in was that he was going down the line with Wells Fargo on a refinance, and they couldn't close the transaction because they came across a licensing inspection violation. Which basically the reason for it was something to do with the commercial tenancy and also something minor to do with the elevator. Now, these were all very solvable problems, and the borrower actually, I think, already solved the elevator one, to be honest with you, before we even closed. But the thing is that would have delayed Wells Fargo from closing on time. And the problem was that he needed this refinance, which was actually a full cash out. He originally bought the building all cash to invest in another property as the equity. And it was all part of a very complex 1031 transaction. So the issue was that if he didn't close on time, he would have lost somewhere between like $500,000 and $1 million in a tax liability, which is obviously a pretty significant tax hit. So he really needed to have a lender that was able to close in time. So we basically had 3 weeks to close the deal, and about 2 weeks in, we actually found out that there was a survey issue, that there was half of the property that he thought he bought, he didn't buy. It was completely crazy. But we worked with him and his counsel and our lawyers to figure it out, and we got it done on time. So in terms of one category, speed is definitely, you know, at least 50% of what we see. So you need something done in 2 to 3 weeks, like I said, or even less, and you need absolute surety that it's going to get done with no delays. That's something that we really specialize in. On the other thing that's common, we see a lot of land deals. That's fairly common for us. And we do like land transactions, although a lot of other lenders don't. We just don't like them in like two tertiary areas. So, you know, if you're talking about a more infill piece of land that has like a specific purpose, you know, you're going to build apartments here or an office building or something like that, that's good for us. What we don't like is like the, you know, 500 acres on the fringe of some city or in, you know, kind of in the middle of nowhere. Those types of deals do not work for us. And then other than that, the third category I'd say is like some sort of, you know, value add creation strategy. which, you know, is just for whatever reason, maybe it's because there's also a timing component, or maybe the borrower doesn't have that long of a track record, or maybe they don't have that much liquidity, you know, whatever it may be that pushes them out of a conventional loan, but we don't mind doing. So those are the three major categories.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I saw on your overview here, there was a loan you guys closed. It was a 1.1 construction loan. So can you, because I obviously you bridge invest. I'm just assuming you guys do bridge loans, but do you do ground up construction as well?
Yeah. We will do ground up construction loans. We were somewhat selective, I will say that. And we also need to structure them slightly differently than like a traditional bank will. So we can't just do kind of like a draw as you go type structure. So when we do construction loans, we look to have a kind of like a fixed funding schedule. Let's just say it's a $5 million loan that takes, you know, roughly 12 months to build. You know, we'll fund $1 million every, let's just say, 2 months or something like that. But we do look at construction loans. The LTV on those is probably in the sort of 60 to 65% range.
Okay. Are you going to structure it as an LTC loan, like a loan to cost situation, or it's just going to be funding a certain amount of the purchase and the borrower needs to come with all of the construction funds?
No, not at all. We'll fund it based upon a loan to cost metric, as you mentioned. So, you know, like I said, let's just say we'll do like 65% loan to cost. Then we'll also look at the, you know, as complete value. And, you know, we'd like to be sort of at or below 60% LTV on a stabilized value.
Awesome. Okay. So sometimes you will lend actually on a commercial renovation, you'll lend off the ARV. Is that what you're saying? Or did I get that wrong?
Well, yes and no. So we look at the exit to make sure that, you know, we feel comfortable that we're going to get paid off once the deal is fully funded. But usually when I hear that question, what people are saying is, can you lend me, you know, 70% of the as complete value? And that's too high leverage. You know, we want to be, depending upon the asset class, again, and how much liquidity and what kind of financing is available in the conventional market for that type of asset. You know, we roughly want to be like, let's just say 50 to 60% of the as complete value on a construction loan.
Okay. All right. I just had another quick question for you. Do you guys work with foreign nationals at all? Do you ever have experience with foreigners like that?
Yeah. So my partners are all actually Brazilian originally.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. And I'm actually from Eastern Europe originally. So we I'd say, like, especially being based in Miami, if any of you have done business here, there's a high percentage of foreign investors. So part of it is unfortunately the nature of the game down here. But we actually like foreign loans a lot. We're flexible in terms of being able to underwrite them. Like, you know, we don't require any kind of like specific, income requirements to be shown. So we actually very much so do work with foreigners.
Okay. And then I actually just had another question for you. Sorry, I'm taking up all the questions here. You mentioned too with like the 1031 exchange, a crazy one that you were involved in. Obviously on a transaction like that, you guys didn't have any type of seasoning requirement for that guy because he needed to refi cash out right away. So typically, say an investor buys a property that is even fully leased up, but they had to close again for speed, which is why they needed a bridge loan. Say they bought that all cash. Is there any type of seasoning requirement on how long they have to own that property before maybe they can go and cash out on it to do a different transaction?
No, we don't. We don't at all. The one thing that we don't like is when the cash out fully takes out all their equity. So if they bought it for $4 million, telling me now it's worth $8 million all of a sudden, you know, lend me $5 billion. That kind of transaction we don't like unless there's been a very clear evidence that they've created a significant amount of new value for whatever reason. But no, like these things like seasoning, you know, borrower liquidity ratios, borrower, you know, net worth ratios, that kind of stuff, we don't get into at all. Like, the key focus for us is, what is this property worth and how much are we lending? The LTV is by far the biggest driver of any decisions that we do. Everything else, you know, we always kind of like to say, and we take a common sense approach. You know, we look at all the facts and we say, is this a good deal or a bad deal? And if it's a good deal, then we'll pursue it. There's very few hard lines that we draw in the sand with any kind of underwriting metrics.
Okay. All right, John. Well, I just want to thank you so much for your time. I'll just open up real quick to see if anyone has questions, and then we will let you off the hook. 1 second. All right, guys. Just want to thank you for being on the call and listening in. Just wanted to see real quick if anyone had any questions about the Bridge Invest program. I really think we hit all the basic points, but if anyone has any questions, you're free to ask them now.
It's hard to follow up, Megan.
All right, John. No, I think we're good, honestly. I know. I ask so many random questions because I obviously know, you know, things that, well, there's just things I want to know. But again, I just want to thank you so much for the call. You kind of said some things, too, that were very interesting to me about, you know, the family office and stuff, and maybe I'll send you some additional information. But we have a member here of our company named Chris Perez who actually works with a lot of family offices and stuff as well. So, yeah, I just wanted to thank you so much for the information on your programs and the call. And, again, if we have about 35 loan reps nationwide. We are building a good sales force actually in Florida. So, I'm hoping we can definitely get you some of these great value-add opportunities and send them over to you. Oh, I'm sorry. John, one question I didn't ask you. I'm sorry. I don't mean to cut you off. Do you have any type of, like, FICO requirement, of course, for any of these borrowers?
No. So we really, when we look at the borrower, we just try to take, like, a reasonability approach. It's really kind of this common sense thing. You know, is this someone that can execute their business plan? For instance, we did a deal in Texas where the borrower had bad credit. He had personal judgments against him for, like, his student loans. Quite frankly, kind of ended up being a jerk. But the truth of the matter is that the whole project was based upon his ability to rehab these apartments in this great location, but it's a location that has all these old, very old, like 70-year-old buildings right next to brand new, amazing Class A buildings. And if he could execute this strategy well of repairing the buildings, the deal was going to work out well. Now, his background was actually, he's a general contractor. So although all these typical, you know, things that lenders look at, like he had no cash to his name, he had judgments against him, he had a bad FICO score, but his one skill was rehabbing these buildings because that's exactly what he had done for other people in that market. So we knew he'd be able to do that. So we gave him a loan. So we don't have any, like, specific FICO requirements or anything like that. We do do a credit report on all of our borrowers other than foreigners. And, you know, it helps paint the picture, but there's no specific credit report that we're looking for.
What about post-closing liquidity on some of these, you know, rehab deals? They're buying a property that's not currently producing any income. So, you know, how many months of mortgage payments, or how do you guys structure your post-closing liquidity requirements?
So again, it's just a point of structuring to make it work. So if someone has no money and the property is not producing any income, well, then we'll have to hold back an interest reserve for a reasonable amount of time. If the borrower can service it out of pocket, then we'll let them service it out of pocket. That's fine as well. But we just try to structure the deal to fit the facts as opposed to, you know, finding the exact facts that fit what we're looking to do. You know, we try to sort of take it more kind of customer-friendly approach, if you will.
Yeah, no, I really like that. I think you guys are really unique, very flexible. And again, I just want to thank you so much for your time and the call. This is going to be really informative. What I do is I actually type up a little thing about every program, and we have your thing, your interview that you sent us, and I send it out to all the reps, too, that weren't able to make the call. So I took a lot of great notes, and I got a lot to send out to everyone.
All right, great, great. And if you guys ever have any sort of transaction that you'd like us to take a look at, just pick up the phone or shoot by email. We get an answer back to you very quickly. with an initial, high level read, we're always happy to look at more deals. So certainly don't be shy.
John, thank you so much for your time. You have a great day.
Thanks so much, Megan. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye.